Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. That's the Birds bringing this back. Tambourine Man, one of the great songs of that era. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Bob McTeer is our guest. Dr. Robert McTeer, distinguished fellow with the NCPA, National Center for Policy Analysis, ncpa.org. You can find him there, right, Bob? Just go to ncpa.org and type in your name and find all the stuff that you produce there. Your blog is there, right?
Right.
So and also you're going to tune into CNBC Asia, right, Bob? You're going to be there today for the morning show on CNBC Asia.
Tonight I'm going to do an interview showing 8 o'clock in the morning over there.
Right. Hey, Bob. The Feds, as we talked about earlier in the visit, the Feds got mandates: hold inflation down and hold unemployment down. And they haven't done a great job with unemployment, but they have done a pretty good job with inflation up to now. But Bob, I'm no monetary scholar like you, but I did stay on a Holiday Inn Express last night, and I do know people like you. I've had enough conversations with you to know that when you put $3 trillion or however much they pumped into the economy, if they're quantitative easing over the last 5 years, the Fed, that money has got to have an impact on price, on commodity pricing. How could it not be inflationary behavior? Bob, what do you think?
Well, the way you just said it, you said it's pumped into the economy. It is pumped in, but it sort of has stayed with the banking system. They've increased their excess reserves
right. About
as much as the Fed has increased its assets. Mm-hmm. So it's just not permeating down into the real economy like it.
So you're saying that my complaint that Main Street has not benefited from all this quantitative easing, only Wall Street has. You're saying that even though I've been complaining about that, from the standpoint of the inflation coming home to roost, we may be able to dodge that bullet.
We've dodged it so far, and
yeah. The
money supply growth has actually slowed down. The last 3 months, it was under 6%. And the velocity has been falling. Over the last few years, money's been growing about 1%, and velocity's been declining about 3% a year.
Tell them what the velocity means.
Well, it's the turnover of the money supply
right. And
generating income. Calculated simply by dividing GDP by the money supply.
Mm-hmm.
In the first quarter of this year, which now shows a negative of 1%,
mm-hmm.
velocity decreased almost as much as the money supply increased. It was total. And that's not changing very much.
Mm-hmm.
Although inflation has picked up a little bit lately. Most measures show inflation to be 2%.
Right. And is that with the traditional method without energy and food?
No, it's actually both ways. Right now, the increase in inflation that's going on was largely food,
mm-hmm.
Drought, and so forth. However, Iraq is likely to cause energy to
right. Go
up more rapidly for a while.
So, if you had to make a stab as the Fed finishes unwinding, you know, backing off on when they start. Out of quantitative easing, when they get down to zero by October, as you say, they've still got trillions of dollars on their balance sheet they need to get rid of. Does that mean they're going to sling money, not instead of putting $10 billion in a quarter in November, will they take out $10 billion? And is that, I mean, that's what where we're headed, right?
They will be guided by what's happening to the money supply,
mm-hmm.
and what's happening to velocity and spending. There's no real reason they have to undo all that purchases. There's no rule that says since they added $3 trillion, they got to lose $3 trillion.
Yeah,
just rock along back
forever.
Where they are.
Yeah,
yeah.
Do you you feel, Bob, that we're halfway, over halfway into a lost decade in the United States?
Yeah. We've had about 5 years of subpar recovery, and this stuff compounds. You know, the difference between a 2% real growth rate.
Yeah,
we've averaged about 2 to 2.25 over the past 5 years.
Have,
the difference between that and 3% is a 50% difference.
Right, exactly. Hey, Bob, good job today. Thanks again for being here. We're always smarter when you join us.
Thanks, Jim.
Bob McTeer, ladies and gentlemen, a great American, just one of the smartest guys I know, and I really, really value his time and his membership in our Brain Trust. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.